NPR is looking this week at illegal drugs in America. One of the most addictive is methamphetamine. Meth is also unique. It's a synthetic drug, it's cheap, and historically it's been easy to get the chemicals needed to make it. In recent years, successful enforcement has dramatically cut meth production in the U.S., and according to the Drug Enforcement Agency, that has sent the lion's share of production south of the border. NPR's Carrie Kahn starts out our two-part report on meth.
Bob Pennell has been a cop in California for nearly three decades. He's watched the meth trade switch hands from local biker gangs to Mexican drug cartels. Now he heads the meth task force in Fresno, which in the 1990s was home to the country's biggest meth producers.
We used to average about one super lab a month back in those days, and now we turn around and we might do one super lab every other month.
A super lab is a clandestine laboratory capable of making 10 pounds of meth in a single cook. On the street, that's enough meth for more than 150,000 hits. On a windy 110-acre vineyard on the west side of town, Pennell walks around a small farmhouse surrounded by bright yellow crime tape. This is the task force's latest super lab seizure. There's scarce law enforcement out here, and Pennell says two farmhands rented the house and would cook meth in the middle of the night.
2 to 4 nights a month they come here, and that's an extra $6,000 to $12,000 cash a month. And I'll tell you what, I could definitely, as a measly little state employee, appreciate this. Put that down.
Pennell pushes my mic away and takes off down the farm's only road where a car is fast approaching. There may be fewer meth labs in the rural reaches of Fresno these days, but tensions still run high. As it turns out, the car belongs to the vineyard's owner, Trent Hammond, wondering who's wandering around the crime scene. He says he still can't believe his renters were running a lab.
I'd never smelled anything, never noticed anything.
DEA officials credit the demise of California super labs to a series of successful trafficking crackdowns, and more importantly, a tough new national law regulating the sale of cold medicines, especially those containing pseudoephedrine, a crucial chemical needed to make meth.
The bulk of the methamphetamine that's seized in the U.S. today is manufactured in Mexico.
Dan Simmons, DEA special agent in San Diego, says 80% of meth on U.S. streets now comes from Mexico, where pseudoephedrine is abundant.
Obviously, they don't have as much difficulty as we do procuring it.
According to the U.S. State Department, Mexico is now the world's second largest importer of pseudo. As recently as 2004, Mexico's legal pseudoephedrine imports topped 200 tons, nearly three times the amount Mexicans need to control their colds each year. Add to that the pseudoephedrine smuggled into the country, like last year's seizure of 5.1 million tablets hidden in a shipment of ceiling fans from China, and the country is awash in chemicals. Last year, police in the central Mexican state of Jalisco raided the largest laboratory ever discovered in the Americas. Officials say the custom-made pressure cookers produced up to 400 pounds of meth a day. But Oscar Rocha, senior advisor to Mexico's attorney general, says pseudoephedrine imports have been drastically reduced and closely regulated. Once in the country, certified importers must now take extra security safeguards.
Moving the pseudoephedrine from the customs facility to their lab has to be done in an armored vehicle and with a police escort. We are, in fact, treating pseudoephedrine as if it were a weapons of mass destruction material.
But traffickers have found ways around the new regulations. A federal police officer switches on the lights in a recently seized pharmaceutical lab located in an industrial park about 1 hour outside of Mexico City. Immense metal distillers line the walls of the warehouse. Carlos Vasquez of the Attorney General's office says traffickers were probably going to use the lab as a front organization to import pseudoephedrine.
They made other types of medicines here?
Medicamentos, sí, formalmente sí es eso.
He says yes, the company was licensed to manufacture legal drugs, but never had the chance to. Federal authorities learned of the lab during a raid of a Mexico City mansion. Stuffed in the walls and closets, officials found a record $207 million. Proceeds of an elaborate Mexican-Chinese pseudoephedrine smuggling ring. But despite the recent seizures, senior advisor Oscar Rocha disputes claims that 80% of meth in the U.S. is being manufactured in his country.
The drug market is a very difficult market to gauge. We are assuming that there is a production of methamphetamine in Mexico. We don't know if it is a little, big, medium problem.
In the Mexican border city of Tijuana, meth is a big problem. A drug addict steps up to a podium in a crammed room at a local rehab center. Before a Mexican church group took over the building, it was a well-known neighborhood drug house. Recovering addict Norma Hernandez shows off a small room now filled with bunk beds.
So here in this room, they used to cook crystal methamphetamine?
Yeah, they used to cook it, they used to use it, and they used to sell it.
And you used to buy it here?
Yes. embarrassing.
Hernandez has been clean for 4 years now, but meth labs still flourish in the city, and the drug is increasingly being smuggled across the border. That's according to Adele Fasano, who oversees San Diego's customs office. She says meth seizures jumped more than 40% over the previous year. Fasano shows off pictures of the many ingenious ways traffickers try to smuggle in meth.
It's another tequila bottle.
That's an awfully big tequila bottle.
Yes.
And how much liquid methamphetamine did it have?
5 kilograms, or a little over 10 pounds of liquid meth in that bottle.
And officials say the meth that is getting across the border is being stretched further. Back at the Fresno Meth Task Force, Agent Mike Richardson watches surveillance tapes from a local feed store.
He's gripping his wallet out. He's probably slipping back in. He's signing the slip.
Richardson says the man is buying large quantities of a white powdery feed supplement frequently used to cut meth.
If he had a pound, it just doubles it.
Commander of the task force, Robert Pennell, says law enforcement is definitely making a dent in local meth production.
But yet the consumers were still here. There was still consumption. So as long as there's consumption, they're going to find a way.
Pennell says he's been at this too long to underestimate the ingenuity of the traffickers or the desperation of methamphetamine users. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
Tomorrow, meth from Mexico pours into states where small makeshift meth labs once flourished. All this week, a series on All Things Considered examines America's nearly four-decade-long war on drugs. A timeline of that war and voices from the addicts, dealers, and law enforcement officials swept up in the battle are at NPR.org.